This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 manera nhasi uri musi wesvondo chikunguru 3 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.viewishona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vashandi vekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe vonyunyuta nemashoko ekuti kambani iyi iri kuronga kumisa vashandi vanodarika chiuru mabasa. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvonetsekanawo nemutemo wekurambidzwa kwekupinzwa kwezvinhu munyika. Indiwe mimwe emisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuna kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Mutungamiri werimwe sangano revashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe reZimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union vakamurai moyo vanoti sevashandi vari kushishikana zvikuru nemashoko ari kubuda mudzinau nemudzinepfenyuro ekuti kambani yavo iri kuronga kumisa mabasa vashandi vari pakati pechiuru nechiuru nemazana mana asi iyo isati yatanga yagara navo pasi. Vamoyo vanoti NRZ yaifanirwa kutanga yavapa urongwa uhu isati yamhanya kumapepa nhau, voronga kuti mihoro yavo yemwedzi inodarika 16 yavasati vapiwa vachaitwa sei. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Isu savashandi vemurairway tinodoshamisikawo nazvo kuti railway ingamhanya kunotaura kubepa kuti inoda kudzinga isu vashandi, vinoda kudzinga vashandi 1,000 to 1,400. Isu varidzi vacho vasina kutaura nesu, zvinorevei?
Saka mune matanho here amuri kutorawo ekuti munzwisise nezvedanho iri kubva kukambani?
Tiri kuvabvunza acho havana zvavari kutaura panyaya iyoyo. Management haisi kunzwikwa zvari kuita, saka tiratobvunza minista wacho. Isu ratotibvunze minista nyaya yokuti pamwe kudaiwo minista ndo vakazvitaura it government level, but izvozvo kana vakataura vachidarovo anga vakataura izvozvo, handifungi kuti mashoko akanaka pavashandi verairway iwayo.
Toti railway yabudirira kuda kutora danho irori, imi muri kuritambira sei tichiona kuti mama nemwedzi akati kuti musati mapiwa mihoro yenyu?
Aiha, izvozvo hazvitombotambiriki izvo. Devo ngatitange zvokutanga kwokutanga. Kana tichitanga tida kuinda ipapapo, tichida kutevera mutemo. Mutemo ngautevedzwe nemunhu wese, handizve? Nezuro vakapuwa shokos order, disposal order, kunzi vashandi ngavadzokere kubasa. Vashandi vakadzokera kubasa. Nhasi vomuka vachida kudzinga, kana mutemo wacho ukange uvadzingimidzi wovabvumira kuti ivo vadzinge vanhu vasina kuhora mushure mokunge vanhu vainda 16 months vasina kuhora, then mutemo wacho unenge wavaquestionable pachirungu.
Totarisawo iyo nyaya yemihoro yamira sei pari nhasi?
Hapana chatichachinja, hapana.
Ko vashandi vaimbokundikana kuenda kumabasa vadzokera here kubasa pari zvino?
Hai, iko zvino zvatiri kunzwa kurairway kwacho kunonzi vari kuti vashandi vese vadzokera kubasa.
Ko zviri kubvawo kuvashandi muri kuonawo here kuti mese madzokera kumabasa?
Aiwa, isu hatisi tomakaregesta. Isu togona kunge tiri kubulawayo, but zvezvisvika kuHarare Mutare tee tisingazvizivi. Saka isu todorilaya neinfomation yatidzudzwa nerairway yacho.
Vakamurai mwoyo vanove mutungamiri weZimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union vari parunare kubulawayo neStudio 7. Takundikana kunzwa divi reNational Railways of Zimbabwe panyaya iyi. Zvi zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zvinoti hazvisi kufara nemutemo weStatutary 64 wakadzikwa nehurumende ichirambidza kupinzwa munyika kwezvinhu zvakaita sezvekudya, zvekuvakisa nezvekushandisa kubva kunze kwenyika. Mumwe wevari kunyunyuta ndava Dennis Juru, vanove chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chakaratidzira paboda reBait Bridge vari kuMessina nemusi wechishanu chapfuura. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaJuru pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Vana veZimbabwe vabatikana zvikuru sekuti kuZimbabwe hurumende yeZANU-PF yakapromisa vanhu 2.2 million jobs. Asi 2.2 million vakashaya mabasa, vakaperekwa nemabasa. Mavendors akadzingwa mutaundi. Vanhu vachanga changosara ndechekuti vange vachiita cross-border. Zvino cross-border yachona yakuda kupiwa vakuru vehurumende kuti vange vachiita vachipfuura nematraki nekuseri. Asi vana veZimbabwe, mwana anowanikwa ari mustreet haasi kubvumirwa kuti anga achikrosa nezvinhu achienda nazvo kuZimbabwe.
Takanzwawo kuti kutangawo musi wa1 mwedzi uno wachikunguru vedzimotokari vanenge vawanikwa vachitakura zvinhu izvozvo zvinonzi zvakarambidzwa vachida kuedza kupinda nazvo zvisiri pamutemo, vanenge vachizotorerwa dzimotokari dzavo. Mutemo iwoyu makautambirawo sei?
Mutemo iwoyu wakatikatikamadza zvikuru sase kuti vakangougadzira pachavo, vakatanga kusainisa vemabhazi vaiyambuka vachienda kuSouth Africa vachivasainisa kuti mukangono zvinodzoka nemunhu anenge akatakura zvinhu zvakarambidzwa muchawanikwa mabhazi enyu achitorwa uye muchikanzurwa malaisensi ekuti munge muchienda kuZimbabwe. Saka takakatikamara zvikuru nenyaya iyoyo.
Asi munoona here zvichizoterwa zviri kudiwa neZimbabwe izvi, vanhu vachizviteera?
Zviri kuitwa neZimbabwe izvi tichitarisa uye kumusangano wataita nevakuru vehurumende yekuno kuSouth Africa, tawanika kuriko kuti ivo vatowanikwawo vachibatikana nazvo uye vachitaura kuti izvoni izvi zvinoratidza kuti zvichakonzera kuti kunge kuchishandiswa mabhodha ari parutivi ari kunze kwemutemo, vanhu vachiyambuka nezvinhu vachipinda nemurwizi nazvo. Saka vechiuto vekuno nevapurisa vekuno varatidza kubatana nesu zvikuru vachitaura ivo kuti zvichavapa basa rakawandisa rekurwisana nevanhu vanenge vachiyambuka nezvinhu vachienda neparutivi nazvo.
Avanga vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vaDennis Juru vari parunare kuMessina kuSouth Africa neStudio 7. Vesangano reCancer Association of Zimbabwe vanoti zvakakosha zvikuru kuti vanhu vakasike kuenda kunoonekwa kana vaine chirwere chegomarara, sezvo mishina yekuvheneka chirwere ichi yave kuwanikwa munyika. VeHealth Services Board kana kuti service vanove manager vavo Amailini Mupunzanwa vaita hurukuro nemutoro wedu enhau Marvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Michina iyo iriko. Machiremba akati kuti anoita zvakasiyana-siyana. But pari zvino kuti ndinyatsokudzai mitengo kuti mitengo iri kuita mari the charge yokuitwa matests achona ndingazotaura zvisirizvo. Asi michina iriko, but dambudziko nderekuti zvinhu zvinowandikwa mumaguta makuru akaita seHarare, Bulawayo. Ndiwo dambudziko ratinaro iroro.
Tomboti munhu abatwa iye gomarara, muri kuwana nzvimbo dziriko here uyezve mitengo iri kukwanisika here yekuitwa iyo inonzi chemotherapy?
Right. Chemotherapy iripo, mishonga iripo, inosiyana siyana mitengo yayo, mishonga iripo. Kune vaye vasingakwanisi, but Re Cancer Association iro ratiri kutaura ndakamirira rinotsvagatsvagawo mari richitenga makemotherapy drugs kuedza kubatsira vaye vanenge vaonekwa asi vasiri neposition yokutenga mishonga. But kazhinji vanhu vatinobatsira mishonga vanhu vari kuonekwa kumapublic hospitals, kwete vanhu vari kuenda kumaprivate hospitals. Saka vana chiremba veko vanotoziva kuti kana vaona munhu atahana mari vanomutumidzira kwatiri toona rubatsiro rwatingaiti kuti vanhu vaone chemotherapy.
Vanga vari Amai Lin Mupunzwanwa, vanove Health Services Manager weSangano reCancer Association of Zimbabwe, vari parunare naMarvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America.
Iye zvino tekuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambira nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namzvare Gladys Hlachwayo vanoshanda ivo nesangano reZimbabwe Civic Education Trust. Tinokutambira nemufaro pano pa Studio 7 muzvare Hlachwayo.
Maita henyu makadii vatereri?
Aiwa tinovimba vatereri vari nani. Muzvare Hlachwayo mukatudza kuti sangano renyu rinoita basa rei chaizvo muZimbabwe?
Zimbabwe Civic Education Trust kana kuti ZIMSET iboka rakazvimirira rakavambwa mugore ra2000 rakanangana nedonjo rekudzidzisa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe mairirano nekodzero dzavo uye zvetakatarisanawo nenyaya dzerunyararo. Saka isu seboka tine vatinosenza navo vanonzi mapeace committees vanova makomiti ari at a community level anenge achisanganisira vanhu vakasiyana-siyana zvichiinkludawo mapolitical parties riri kutonga uyezve anopitisa richinge rinewo vanhu vanobva kumaboka akazvimirira, vanhu vanobva kumaCDO, vanhu vakamirira vakaremara, vanhu vakamirira vechidiki nezvimwe vakasiyana-siyana. Donzo riri rekucreata platform yekuti vanhu vasangane vachitaura maererano nematambudziko avanosangana navo emhiri zvirunga mumacommunities mavo, nekuti isusu seorganization tinobhiliva kuti kana pakava pane platform yedialogue vanhu vakaramba vachikurukurirana, kana pakaramba pane hurukuro, zvinoitawo kuti nyaya dzemhiri zvirunga dzisanyanye kuva dziripo nekuti vanhu vanenge vachitaurirana.
Mungati here zvamuri kuita izvi zviri kubatsira muchitarisa zviri kuitika munharaunda dzamuri kufamba?
Sokunge zviri kubatsira zvakanyanya, nekuti apo tinenge tichivandudza ruzivo rwemacitizens kana kuti ruzivo rwevagari panyaya dzekodzero dzavo. Tiri kuona isusu kuti vagari vari kushandisa kodzero dzavo kutaura angave nemamembers of parliament, kutaura angave nemakansela, angave nematraditional leaders, vachivataurirawo kuti aiwaka muconstitution tine kodzero dzakati dzakati dzakati, zvii zvamuri kuita. Saka yatingati accountability pachirungu, macitizens vakukwanisa kuholda leadership to account vachidimandawo kuti zvinhu zviri muconstitution zvinge zvichidi zvichizadzikiswa. Saka tiri kuona songe ruzivo rwatiri kupa vana veZimbabwe ruri kubatsira zvakanyanya.
Ko nevechidiki muri kushanda nawo sei?
Vechidiki seZimbabwe Civic Education Trust tine chirongwa chedu chinonzi public achievement. Chirongwa ichi chinosenza nevana vadiki and chinonyanyotaurira vana vadiki kuti havasi vatungamiriri vamangwana, vatungamiriri vanhasi, nekuti kazhinji mayouth vanomirira kuti vakuru vavataurire kuti iri ndogwara richafamba nharo. Asi tiri kuti aiwaka semayouth mutori nerowe yekupleya yeleadership muzuva ranhasi. Saka tiri kutarisa matambudziko ari kusanganwa nemayouth akasiyana-siyana, unemployment, nyaya dzezvirwere, nyaya dzemaearly child marriages, zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana zviri mumacommunities. Saka zvatinoita nepublic achievement ingori method yekuita identify maproblems ari mumacommunities ari kufeswa nemayouth, then ivo mayouth voita come up with masolutions avangade kuita pamusoro pematambudziko avanenge vaita identify, then vobva vatanga kusenza nemaorganizations akasiyana-siyana anosanganisira even hurumende kugadzisa maproblems avanenge vachisangana. Ndingada kukupai an example yandinga kupai. Kugoromonzi takanga tine dambudziko revana vakanga vari kana kuti atingati pachirungu maearly child marriages. I think mukatarisa muZimbabwe, Mashonaland East is the second highest in terms of statistics maearly child marriages. Saka zvakanga zvaakuitika ndezvekuti vana vakagara pasi vakaona kuti iri ndo dambudziko ratiri kusangana naro mucommunity medu, vakaita come up with macampaigns avo avaiita mucommunities mavo imomo, vakakwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana mumacommunities mavo, macampaigns avaiita nezvimwe zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo zvekugadzirisa dambudziko. Takawana futi rimwe group rakanga riri kushanda nenyaya yekuti maroads kugoromonza anga asina kumira zvakanaka, vana vanga vari kutsikwa nemota vachienda kuchikoro nekuti kwava kusina maroad signs. Vakakwanisa kuengeja vana ministry of transport, nyaya iyi ikakwanisa kugadziriswa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kuita seorganization takatarisana nematambudziko ari kusanganikwa nemayouth mumacommunities.
Ndiapiwo matambudziko amuri kusangana nawo mukuita basa renyu iri tichipeta chirongwa?
matambudziko atiri kunyanya kusangana nawo ndeyekuti hatisi kutambirwa zvakanaka nemapazi ehurumende zvikuru sei vari kusenza vari kumadistricts saka zvinoitika ndezvekuti tinonzi tinofanira kusaina memorandum of understanding zvinova zviri kunze kwemutemo and zvinoita kuti semaNGOs titadze kusenza zvakanaka ndiwo mamwe matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo mamwe matambudziko anosanganisira nyaya dzemari dziri kuita shoma dzekuti tinge tichivandudza basa ratiri kuita iki ndo mamwe machallenges atiri kusangana nawo
aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru muzvare hlachwai nekupinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi
ndatenda
Manga makateerera kubva kuna muzvare Gladys Hlachwayo vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Civic Education Trust muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Aiwa hamawadiwa nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokoneka nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Blessing pamwe namuzvare Hlachwayo nechirongwa chenyu pamwe nedzidziso yamapa vechidiki. Iye zvinotokupai mumanzi mabasa kubva kuna Thomas Tafrenyika Mapfumo. Kambo mabasa kubva kuna Thomas Mapfumo tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu sezvango yedu yapera rakaiti mbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Vashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe vonyunyuta nemashoko ekuti kambani yavo iri kuronga kumisa vashandi vanodarika chiuru mabasa ivo vasina kuziviswa. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvoshora mutemo wekurambidzwa kwekupinzwa kwezvinhu munyika weStatutory Instrument 64 wakadzikwa nehurumende. Kune vasina kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi teererai paindaneti pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndokusiyai mina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye
e
very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, July the 3rd, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening.
In our constitution and the strength of our constitution when it comes to leadership, unlike ZANU-PF, where even the vice president doesn't even know if you'll be able to take over if something were to happen to Robert Mugabe, we are very clear on that. There's a clear chain of command as to who steps in when the other person is unable to perform their duties.
The opposition MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman Dan Moyo, says his party is rallying behind their leader Morgan Tsvangirai as he battles colon cancer. He explains what will happen should Tsvangirai not be able to carry on with his duties.
The symptoms of colon cancer involve the change in the usual bowel habit of an individual, and that is to say, if a person is used to going to the toilet to pass stool in a particular way, any change in terms of the frequency of going to the toilet.
We take a closer look at colon cancer with Dr. Joshua Sibanda.
The situation, it is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate that the employees have been forced back to work without having paid anything. And you can't expect those employees to be happy. Certainly, the truth of the matter, boldly, employees are so disgruntled. That's the reality.
The president of the Zimbabwe Armagated Railways Workers of Zimbabwe, Kamurai Moyo, speaks on reports that NRZ plans to retrench thousands of workers without engaging them. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The opposition MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman Dan Moyo, says his party is rallying behind their leader Morgan Tsvangirai as he battles colon cancer. He explains what will happen should Tsvangirai not be able to carry on with his duties. Tsvangirai announced last week he has colon cancer and is undergoing treatment in South Africa. Moyo tells us more on the issue.
Our president chose to come out and inform the people of Zimbabwe and the world in general of his condition. That is a very good sign of our strength in leadership for him to be open about his health condition as a leader of the people. People should not be second guessing what could be happening with the president, and for him to openly come out on a personal matter like that and inform the public that he has colon cancer. We know that he underwent surgery in South Africa, which was very successful, and now he'll be undergoing chemotherapy. So our prayers go to our president, Morgan Tsvangirai, his wife and his family, and we wish him a speedy recovery. We know that he'll be back because he's a fighter. He's proven that he's a survivor under very difficult conditions fighting the illegitimate regime of ZANU-PF. So we are confident with the kind of doctors that he has in South Africa that this cancer here will be defeated and will be a thing of the past.
And what does your constitution say about who takes over from President Tsvangirai should he be incapacitated or as he tends to his health? What's the situation on the ground? What's to happen?
The beauty of our party, the Movement for Democratic Change under Morgan Tsvangirai, is that it is a democratic movement with leadership that is elected by the people for the people. We have a very strong leadership. We have a strong hierarchy within our constitution that is very clear that the president is number one and he has a vice president who is as much capable, and that is Vice President Thokozani Kuphe, who has shown that she is ready and able and capable to fill in the shoes while the president is recovering from his illness. She showed that by leading the people in the Bulawayo March that took place on May 28th, and recently the march that took place in Mutare on June 23rd. She showed that she has the courage and the zeal and the charisma to lead the people. She gave very compelling speeches in both rallies that inspired the people and wanted the people and caused the people to want to work harder to remove ZANU-PF. So we are very confident in our constitution and the strength of our constitution when it comes to leadership. Unlike ZANU-PF, where even the vice president doesn't even know if you'll be able to take over if something were to happen to Robert Mugabe, we are very clear on that. There's a clear chain of command as to who steps in when the other person is unable to perform their duties.
That was the MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman Dan Moyo in Washington. And we now take a closer look at colon cancer following the revelation by Mr. Changirai that he is fighting the disease. Dr. Joshua Sibanda, a specialist physician and gastroenterologist who specializes in diseases of the intestines and liver, tells us more on colon cancer.
My name is Dr. Joshua Sibanda. I'm a specialist physician and a gastroenterologist. I specialize in the intestines and the liver and diseases of the liver. The symptoms of colon cancer involve the change in the usual bowel habit of an individual. That is to say, if a person is used to going to the toilet to pass stool in a particular way, any change in terms of the frequency of going to the toilet, number one, the consistency of the stool, whether it's solid or it's liquid or there's diarrhea that comes, and whether when a person goes to the toilet, they've got constipation and difficulties in passing stool, and associated features such as blood-stained stools when a person goes to the toilet. Those are the main features of colon cancer. But I must say that sometimes the colon cancer can be there in the colon, and the patient does not have any symptoms until when the cancer is extensive and widespread. The problem with this kind of cancer that sometimes it's not symptomatic until at the very late stage of the condition. But the important symptoms are the ones that I've just mentioned.
So what do you urge people to do? And also, where are some of these areas where people can get screened?
What is important is that there is usually screening programs for areas where people are at risk for developing colon cancer. There's a racial predisposition, that is to say there are certain races where the colon cancer is more prevalent than the others. And then there are certain conditions which we call pre-malignant conditions or pre-cancerous conditions, which a person is born with. There are genes that make a person likely to develop cancer. For example, what we call polyposis syndromes and other syndromes where you get small little growths in the colon, which are not cancer as such, but eventually those small growths develop into a cancer. So those high-risk patients need to be screened, and there has to be some decisive action in advance because you'll be anticipating that they will eventually develop cancer. People who are, let me say, middle-aged to elderly, if a person is above 50 years of age, it is important that they get a screening colonoscopy, even if they don't have symptoms, but particularly so if they have any of the symptoms that I mentioned. There's a change in bowel habit. It's important for them to present to a hospital where there's gastroenterology services, where a person can have a camera look into their colon to see if there's actually a colon cancer. There are other screening programs that can be done that include checking the stool for blood. Sometimes the stool doesn't look like there's blood, but there are ways of checking if there's blood, and then checking the DNA of the cells that are in the stools, that fleck off the mucosa of the colon, and check for genes for the cancer. So that is the screening program. If that screening program is there, should be used optimally. Most people don't know. They need to be taught about it and encouraged to visit the hospital. But the important thing is any change in bowel habit, the patient has to be seen by a doctor. Then the doctor will escalate the investigations to exclude the colon cancer.
That was Dr. Joshua Sibanda, a specialist physician and gastroenterologist who specializes in diseases of the intestines and liver, speaking to us from South Africa. The president of the Zimbabwe Armagated Railway Workers, Kamurai Moyo, speaks on reports that NRZ plans to retrench thousands of workers without engaging them. Moyo tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri they learned about the retrenchment through the media. Efforts to get comment from the NRZ were fruitless.
That is very, very unfortunate, Kandemiri. First and foremost, railways cannot start by going to publicize that in the press without having talking to the major stakeholders who happens to be employees. Employees are not aware of that move.
So are you doing anything to get full information from the employers?
Yeah, we are trying. We've been trying to quiz management. We've asked management, but they are not confirming that information. And as union leadership, we take exception to those statements because what we assume should happen is a situation, if they want to embark on such an exercise, it has to be an all-involving exercise, not just from one party, because workers are the major stakeholders in this whole matter.
You have been fighting to get paid for the past 16 months or so. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, it may be very unfortunate for now, Ray, for me to say what I was doing about it, but we are trying all means possible to engage management and also approach other offices, like what we've always been doing, to make sure that we get our juice.
In the event that the company lays off that figure before you are paid your dues, how will you handle this issue?
That would be misapplication of law, because as far as you are concerned, law has to be applied equally and there should be certainty to every law. If railways go ahead and retrench 1,400 employees without following the proper procedures, then which law would they be using? That would be very, very unfortunate.
Some workers were not reporting for duty in the past 2 or so months. What's the latest now?
We rely on the railway register because us as unions, as worker representatives, we don't mark registers. But what we are being told by the employer is saying, is on record saying every employee has gone back to work.
But what is the situation on the ground like?
The situation, it is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate that the employees have been frog-marched back to work without having paid anything. And you can't expect those employees to be happy. Certainly, the truth of the matter, boldly, employees are so disgruntled. That's the reality.
That was the president of the Alma Gated Railway Workers of Zimbabwe, Kamurai Moyo, speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Esther Masunda, who is the PA manager for the National Blood Service Zimbabwe. Esther, thank you so very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you, listeners.
Let's talk about, of course, first one of your longest running programs, that is Pledge 25, where you go to focus on young people and their donation of blood.
Okay, well, interestingly enough, for those who didn't know, it is that Zimbabwe is the one who actually came up with the concept of the Pledge 25 Club, and this concept has been copied by over 64 countries throughout the world, which just shows you that it's a very important club. So the objective of this club is that the members of the club pledge to donate blood 25 times, at least 25 times, before they reach at the age of 30. So the reason why this club was also set up is that it helps also to avert the seasonal shortages which we sometimes experience during the holidays. So in terms of the membership, the club has got over 5,000 members throughout the country, which is mainly the youth, and they normally have different various programs that they have during the holiday period, blood drives throughout the country, whereby they'll be coming through to donate blood, and the blood that we actually collect them greatly assists us, especially now during the holiday period when the schools are closed. So as Zimbabwe, we stand proud about this Pledge 25 Club, and we've actually had other countries within the region, countries like Tanzania, countries like Ghana, who've actually come to Zimbabwe to learn more about the Pledge 25, and also Malawi took an interest as well in the Pledge 25 Club and how Zimbabwe is running it here. So they actually have their own constitution, they've got their own goals, their own core values, and they abide by it, and they've got a structure in place where they've actually got a president and secretary general, you know, an executive. So in each branch throughout the country, we actually have an executive committee of the Pledge 25. Then at the end of after every two years, they also have their annual general meeting where they actually discuss various pertinent issues pertaining to the club.
And what are some of those issues? Because I remember last time when we spoke, you reflected on some of the things that these young people are focusing on when it comes to also blood.
One thing that they greatly focus on is in terms of their safety, in terms of desisting from sexual behaviors which are not good before marriage, and they also focus on developing themselves. We also do train them. So you find that at times we actually get people coming in talking to these youths about very topical issues, and we also have partners such as the National AIDS Council and some of the youth clubs like Red Cross, who also closely work with our Pledge 25.
Now, you also have an app that was launched late last year. What is this app and what's the purpose of it?
Wow, the mobile app, courtesy, we thank RubyM Technologies, courtesy of Dr. Dennis Magaya, who's the CEO, who volunteered to develop a mobile application for us. So what this app is doing is it's a method of communication whereby things will be uploaded on the app, and blood donors, it's especially designed for blood donors, can actually, when they come through to have their donation, they can actually log on to the app and find out in terms of when they're due and also other news which is pertaining to blood donors.
And of course, for those out there, as usual, your message about donating blood in particular for those who can be in the Pledge 25, my segment for the youth.
Okay. Well, I basically would encourage the youth that make a difference in 2016 by joining the Pledge 25, by being a blood donor, by supporting the various programs. You can actually log on to our website and find out more about the Pledge 25 club and what actually they do. Or you can also visit our nearest centers near you. You can actually also find out information about the Pledge 25. Even on our website, there's a lot of information, and you can see some of the programs that the youths have carried out and sold out. And when you become a member, it's something which also encourages you to be passionate about blood donation, because you find that the Pledge 25 clubs learn how to be members, learn how to be responsible. They also have various programs whereby they also do community relations, whereby they assist the community, they go and visit the needy, and they also see where they can also help. So the club is very good in terms of the way that it also assists the youths in developing themselves.
What's the website for the National Blood Service?
www.nbsz.co.zw.
And with that, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much.
That was Esther Masunda, Public Affairs Manager with the National Blood Service Zimbabwe, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. And now we take you to the music of Cynthia Mare with Dai Jai Vira, going out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America in Washington.
Is window rings were so no ci wona kuhope kuwa nenguwa do shuwa dai zingori hope amai famai shakana ka dai jai vira dai kumbira zuwa imwe ikuze izi muyu ma amai.
Thank you, Cynthia Mare, for that very touching song which she dedicated to her mom, Dai Jai Vira. Now to recap on today's top stories, the opposition MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman Dan Moyo, says his party is rallying behind their leader Morgan Tsvangirai as he battles colon cancer. and the president of the Armagated Railway Workers of Zimbabwe, Kamurai Moyo, speaks on reports that the NRZ plans to retrench thousands of workers without engaging them. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, July the 3rd, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 3 kuNtulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe esisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Uhulumende ubikwa esehluleka ukubhadala iningi labantu abalambayo abasebenza phansi kohlelo lwe-Food for Work program olulenjongo yokuphathisa abahlaselwe indlala njalo oluqhutshwa endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe.
Uhulumende akule lokhu ebathembisa ukuthi uzavuya ukudla kwabo abakusebenzeleyo, but akula lutho olubuyayo. Ababelungisa emgwaqweni lapho sekulama-pothole khona behamba bevalavala nje, hhayi umsebenzi omncane.
Sizakuzwa eziphathelane lesimo sokudla kanye lezemfundo enkayi. Njengenjayelo, sizalethulela eziphathelane labatsha silontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Uhulumende ubikwa esehluleka ukubhadala iningi labantu abalambayo abasebenza phansi kohlelo lwe-Food for Work program olulenjongo yokuphathisa abahlaselwe indlala njalo oluqhutshwa endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe. Ezinye zendawo lapho abantu abangakabhadalwa khona kusesilobela. UNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele sakhamuzi salindawo umnumzana Raphael Ndabaningi, yena othi umumo wendlala mubi kakhulu kulesi sigaba.
Ya esilobela indlala ikhona sibilizula lenangakahle, abantu babhekane lobunzima okwakathesi nje bebesathi khonokho kubhele emasimini but akulalo.
Iy'nhlelo zikahulumende ezifana labo-Food for Work azitholakali?
Ya ihlelo lolu luke lwabakhona basebesebenza abantu but sokufanele bahole, lakathesi lokhu bengaholi, so angazi lokhu besalinde ethi baqale bahole kubona kathi kuyaqhubeleka phambili but akulalutho.
Basebenza kabazange bahole, uthini yena uhulumende?
Uhulumende akule lokhu ebathembisa ukuthi uzavuya ukudla kwabo abakusebenzeleyo but akulalutho olubuyayo.
Ekusebenzeni kwabo babesenzani kahle kahle?
Babelungisa emgwaqweni lapho sekulama-pothole khona behamba bevalavala nje, hhayi umsebenzi omncane.
Iy'nhlanganiso ezifana labo-World Vision labo-WFP alikaziboni?
Hhayi azikafiki lapha, ade selufikile nje ilolo nalolo lodo le-Food for Work but lalo alucace lapho luya khona.
Ungathi bakhona sibila sebelala ngendlala lapho uMangoya selala khona eziko?
Hhayi okwakathesi ngathi abantu abaningi akude kungani kuphose kwabangcono yinyawuti engani sababambabamba abanye, but vele ekupheleni kwabo-July sokusiyala ipinki vele abantu abaningi uMangoya beselalezi.
Lisesilobela ngaphi kwakhona khonapho?
Lisesilobela ku-120 eMbombela.
Umnumzana Raphael Ndabaningi yisakhamuzi sesilobela eNkabazwe. Lokhu kwenzakala izakhamizi eziningi kuzigaba zonke zelizwe ikakhulu emaphandleni zingenelisi ukuthola ukudla okweneleyo namanzi ngenxa yesimo somnotho welizwe kanye lokungani kuhle kwezulu. Abahlala emadolobheni abaziphilisa ngokuthenga lokuthengisa impahla ezijiyeneyo kwele South Africa belokhu bethukuthele ngokuvinjelwa ukungena lezinye zalezi mpahla emngceleni we-Beitbridge Border Post nguhulumende njalo batshengisela kulowo mngcele. Inkokheli yebandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai eNkayi North iyalandula ukuthi isiphathamandla sebandla le-ZANU-PF uNkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni uselethe inguquko emangalisayo esigabeni seNkayi North Selokhu wakhethwa ukusimela edale lephalamende ngomnyaka ka-2008 njengokutsho kwakhe. Unkosikazi Nyoni usanda ukutshela iStudio 7 ukuthi ulethe inguquko kwezemfundo ngokwakha izikolo, ukulethela abantu inhlelo zamanzi, kanye lokwabela wonke umuntu ukudla, engakhethi abebandlalizana uPF kuphela. Asizweni amazwi akhe.
Imdengelele kuwodi 26 sifake ilokuzeni secondary school emdengelele. Safake secondary school esikhoboko. Safake secondary school kuwodi 2 ebingekho kuwodi 2 emaphasapha. Safaka isecondary school ezing 2 kuwodi 8 engwaladi le nyamazana. Safake secondary school kuwodi 1 esembewule. Khona le ekuboda le silobele khathe sikhuluma so senginegotiate lamanye ama-church ifuna ukufaka i-boarding school kuwodi 10 ama-secondary schools wonke wona lawo ayengekho kutho ukuthi abantwana besithi bangafika ku-grade 7 sebehlala phansi kumbe bahambe imimango efika 10 kilometers. Khathesi sengilwisa ukuthi ama-secondary schools la abe lamagedi ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana khathesi-ke babe le-computer ngoba lapho ungumkhokheli ungayinvesti generation ebuyayo uyabungela kusasa yesizwe. Sesisakha lapha eGwelitshena i-training center. I-training center lena trainer amajaha ukuthi benze i-building or abangamankazana bathunge. Laba abangamajaha abaningi bakhona sebethe bephume khona phana bathola imisebenzi eyokuthi babe ngobhilida. Abanye ngikhuluma so although I'm not encouraging it, baseBotswana bakhathiwe bangobhilida khona ngayo. Lathi ngaphenkayi asashoti obhilida abazabe besakhela abadala izindlu, yeah. And abantwana abathungayo siyabakhuthaza futhi ukuthi bese bethungela izikolo ama-uniform khonokuyana kwenza ukuthi bese bezidalela imisebenzi. But lokho kulama-problems athize, but hayi kuyabanjiswana. Ngibona ngani indlala sizayibamba kungabi lo muntu ocubayo. Iinkomo zethu zisesenhle kwakadeni.
Ye, njalo akukhethwana ngezombusazo.
Ngibize ama-church wonke and ngathi ema-churchini ngoba i-church kulapho uhamba khona umuntu wonke. Ngathi emabandleni bisanini amabizo abantu benu abalambayo. And babisa amabizo abantu labo sobhuku bonke bebekhona. Ngathi kubo sobhuku libuye lama-church enu kumawodi enu. Sesifome i-development trust. I-development trust liyana iya ama-councillors wonke baphakathi ukwenzela ukuthi sibone ukuthi abantu i-development bayayenza bebambene.
Lo ngunkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni, umeli weNkayi North edale lephalamende njalo ekubandlalezana uPF. Kodwa ukhansila kaWard 12 esikhobokhobo eNkayi, ukhansila Mhlonipheki Ncube uthi intuthuko le kayifani lendlela unkosikazi Nyoni ayibeka ngayo ngoba abanye abatholi lutho kuyo.
Hayi, izikole zanje zena lezi ama-secondary schools kodwa athethe akabi ngama-satellite schools, zithethe ngama-satellite schools akukakhiwa.
Ye, kodwa abantwana sebefunda yini?
Ye, kulaba bantwana sebefunda khonapho then izakhamizi izeziyidizi kathesi zizama ukwakha.
Ye, kodwa wancedisa phela umhlonitshwa unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni ukuthi kube khona lokho ngoba yine ngafika ukuthi kwakungekho.
Ha, ukuthi ngabe kukuye kube ngabe kubani asineke sitho kodwa thina ibhilisheti ukuthi njengoba izikole sase zifundeni siyabe sokuthi i-committee ikhulume lama-councillors yena bethu senza ama-motion ukuthi zibe khona izikole because zona izakhamizi yizo ezakhelayo izikole zonalezo.
Uthi kule ndawo iGwelitshena Training Center lapho abantwana abafunda khona ukwakha lokuthunga njalo bezuza umsebenzi beqeda lapho.
Ya, lihlelo oluhle but ekuncedeni abantu bonke kathesi hhayi akubabi khona. Kukhanya ngani kuyakuzani kwi-partisan nje kwinto kwakhona.
Likutsho ngani? Lilobo ufakazi bani?
Ngoba thina mina yami njengokansila angaze ngitshele ukuthi thinabantu ku-community yami ukuthi behambe khonaphana. Kodwa siyezi ukuthi kunabantu abafunda khonaphana ukuthi bazevela ngaphi kumbeibindi constituents kumbe bazevela ngaphandle. Singalalwazi nje le-olithize kodwa sizekuthakula abantu abafundayo khonalapho.
Silokhu sikwezemfundo unkosikazi Nyoni wakhuluma ngokuthi kule sikolo kulaba balisi abavela emaswingo bonke. Sokulobubelo yini khona ngapho ezikolo ngababalisi abangakhuluma isiNdebele?
Ha, hayi kubele wafika kubona babe khona engayisikhiphe esikolo babe fika ma 4 kumbe 5 babe khona yeke befika nje ngoba la babe sebekhuluma ukuthi indlela kodwa yeze ukuthi umuntu lo ilimi lelalikhulumayo sibe labi yakhe sibila andazifika kuhle kuhle
uthi yena unkosikazi Nyoni kule committee elama councillors labezinkonzo yibo abanika abantu ukudla ngakho akukhethwa ungabe ukhona yini kule committee
hayi mina ngikhona kule committee yami wathi lapho ngikhona hayi angayibona azayenza kanti ukuthi akuyabelwa abantu kodwa nje noma nje kungakafiki kuyami lekhuzeni iwadi ngenxa yokuthi thina ngapha sibelelihlelo lelaokuthiwa ama-cash transfer kodwa okwenzakalayo ababele ukudla laphana ngabe -social workers yabona besabele ukudla
into siyasibezwe bekhonana ukuthi kwabiwa ngokuthi umuntu usekelaliphi ibandla
hayi kathesi ngani kungcono ngapha enkayi ngani kungaba khona hayi kuyabe kufihlakile kodwa akwabi into esemgcele
kuyini okulihlupha kakhulu
okuhluphayo kathesi ikhuluma senze nje yindlala yikho abantu ukudla yikho kubahluphayo kathesi then lamanzi nje njengomkayi kule ndawo ewomileyo amanzi abahlupha abantu azobathakazisa nje ngiyabonga nje ngizela ku-UNICEF ukuhlela ukuthi ayiwashi.
Lo ngu-Councillor Mhlonipheki Ncube wesikhobokhobo enkayi sixoxelaye ekhona le enkayi.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave, laku shortwave 4930, 6065, laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Ngesilitshiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Namhla ngixoxa lomhlabeleli osacathulayo uDumisani Mthombeni yena osedule idlalate lakhe lesibili elilesihloko esithi bajabule. Umthombeni ngumfana osakhulayo mpela oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi amabili lantathu njalo udabuka eCholocho. Uqale ukuhlabela ngo-2014 wethula idlalate lakhe lakuqala nyakenye walethesa isihloko esithi Tanyazisa Dukuduku sephindile njalo ngoba jabule. Leli dlalate lilengoma ezilichumi lantathu ezibalisa ethi Umona, Kufa, Udlame, Imali, Wamuhle, Lale ethi Dumisani. Foka Mthombeni, kungani ukhethe ukuhamba ngonyawo lukamasikandi?
Into engenza ngikhethe ezikamasikandi ukuthi
umaskandi bengivele ngimthanda kwamina ekuqaleni irumba angizange ngiyithande uyiwona umculo ogcweleke lakithi kodwa umaskandi lokuyiwona umculo ebengiwuthanda kakhulu njalo nozwisisa
yibapha abaculi bakamaskandi abakwenza ube le ntshukuntshu yokuqhubeka lawe uhlabela lo mculo
abaculi umculo wokuqala ebengimthanda kakhulu umtshengiseni gcwensa indidana omunye umculo ebengimthanda kakhulu utsholotsho king ngomunye namumculo wale ekhaya bese kuthi nozika ziyamluma umculo ohlala ngisukani langayini kahle kahle ufana nobhuti-ke ngoba umuntu esihlala nje sikhulele endaweni cishe eseduzeduze
kulale njalo ethi awuyitshaye izule njengomfana wetsholotsho uDumisani Mthombeni ulengoma njalo ehaya iqembu lenguqu eletsholotsho FC.
Kolezezwane lapho kusuka ngincoma ukuthi abafana baningi nalabo sebephumelele bafika ku-PSL okuyiyona i-team yasemakhaya esike yafinyelela kulelo zinga.
Hayi siyabonga Mthombeni bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo zulukandaba asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo.
Siyabonga Ntungamili ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Uhulumende ubikwa esehluleka ukubhadala Iningi labantu abalambayo abasebenza phansi kohlelo lweFood for Work program olule njongo yokuphathisa abahlaselwe indlala njalo oluqhutshwa endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe. Sizwe eziphathelane lenguquko esigabeni senkayi. Selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.